This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, more than 244,000 deaths have been recorded as the result of the COVID-19 virus, and the number of confirmed infections is now approaching 3.5 million. In the United States, more than 67,000 people have died, and the number of people infected is less than a third of the worldwide figure. An Associated Press analysis finds most states are not meeting the minimum levels of coronavirus testing suggested by the federal government and recommended by public health researchers, even as many of them begin to reopen their shattered economies. 3 months into the public health emergency, the White House has largely resisted calls for a coordinated plan to continue to conduct the millions of tests experts say are needed. States are being left to devise testing programs mostly on their own. Without robust testing, public health experts say states will be unable to detect outbreaks quickly enough to contain them. Congressional leaders turned down U.S. President Trump's offer of the rapid coronavirus testing used at the White House. The offer came ahead of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's convening of senators Monday, bringing the 100-member Senate to the Capitol risk not only the lawmakers, but cooks, cleaners, police officers, and others at the Capitol complex. Both McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that we follow established protocols to prevent spreading the virus and suggest that the rapid test be provided to frontline workers in the coronavirus response. The House remains in recess as a precaution. Mr. Trump responded that politics would be the only reason to refuse his offer. While he is feeling the heat to reopen the state, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo insists it's just not safe. He's quoted as saying he's not going to put dollar signs over human lives. During a briefing, he adds that he feels it, he gets it. He disagrees with people who say the economy, open the economy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The British government says it's hit its coronavirus testing target, stressing the program was crucial to helping ease a national lockdown. Official figures show a little over 122,000 tests were conducted Thursday, surpassing the goal of 100,000 tests by the end of April. Health Minister Matt Hancock set the target after facing criticism that the government was moving too slowly. Since then, the government has increased the number of drive-through test sites and rapidly expanded the number of people eligible to apply. But the opposition Labour Party is skeptical of the milestone. It's accused Hancock of manipulating data by including tests that might not have been used. Gorgeous spring weather across the United States and Europe is drawing people cooped up indoors for weeks outside to soak in the sun, even as additional coronavirus hotspots in places like Russia emerge. People are still wary, though. Masks are being worn in many places, even on southern U.S. beaches, and by some joggers in Spain on Saturday. Mothers in Central Park reminded their kids to give people space. Joggers move past each other without a glance, and fighter jets from the U.S. Navy Blue Angels and U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds brought people outside flying over Atlanta, Baltimore, and Washington in formation to honor healthcare workers. Pope Francis on Saturday prayed for government leaders and political representatives responsible for the care of their people amid the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking to an audience of priests and nuns at his morning mass at the Vatican, he said, "Let's pray for the Lord to help them and grant them strength because their work is not easy." The Pope has been conducting all events within the walls of the Vatican as the new virus continues its spread around the world. Health experts have warned a second wave of infections could hit unless testing is expanded dramatically. South Korea's Joint Chiefs reports in a statement that multiple gunshots were fired from North Korea early Sunday towards a guard post in South Korea that borders the north. South Korea responded by firing two shots towards North Korea. No injuries were reported. Security officials say Islamic State militants killed at least 10 Iraqi militiamen from the popular mobilization forces near the central city of Samarra in a coordinated assault during the early hours Saturday. Footage released by the PM showed PMF showed their fighters running and amid relentless gunfire. The attack adds to concerns that ISIS, which once controlled large areas of the country, is trying to stage a comeback. It was the deadliest of a series of attacks in recent weeks that come as authorities are grappling with a worsening economic crisis and trying to contain the coronavirus outbreak. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.